News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Well, we've got a lot going on. Certainly going to be keeping a close eye on the tropics in the Gulf of Mexico and Hurricane Delta and all that. So you'll hang on for that ride. We'll talk to Dr. Bill in a little bit. It's Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig, FM Talk 106.5. And, yeah, Dr. Bill's forecast could be of utmost important for all of us. And we will talk to him live in about a half hour right now. Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the AllianceRoofing.com traffic center. Looking good so far from Loxley, the Daphne, and I-10, and across the Bayway, the Causeway. So far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State troopers have told us no new wrecks in roadways. Been a good ride from Tillman's Corner and Theodore 90, Halls Mill Road, and Old Pass Cagoula Road as well. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your car running. You know they rent their carts for any special occasion, and you can buy a new or used cart too. See what they offer at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dr. Bill Williams' weather update is brought to you by Baldwin EMC. For the most up-to-date outage information, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Visit them at baldwinemc.com or call 251-989-6247.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with scattered showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Do you love America? If you do, then you'll get your windows tinted at Pro-Tent Window Tinting because they love America too. Call 802-1234. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of a quality tint job is what they believe in. And Pro-Tent backs up their beliefs by offering you a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed installation. Because together, we can make tint great again. Call Pro-Tent Window Tinting, 802-1234. Paid for by the Committee Against Bad Tinting, 220 Portside Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36695.
Good morning. It is 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig, FM Talk 106.5. The phone number and the text line are the same, 343-0106. We'll turn up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour and let you talk directly to us. You can text us right now. That's fine. Three big things. Governor Ivey issues a state of emergency for coastal Alabama. Hurricane Delta expected to make landfall in Louisiana late Friday night. More with Dr. Bill coming up a little after 6:30. And Pence and Harris debate tonight.
Yeah.
It's on, man.
They're saying it's the most anticipated vice presidential debate in a long time.
Okay.
I'm not sure how you register those, the anticipation for vice presidential debates, but there you go. They say tonight is very much anticipated.
At a high level of excitement as a vice presidential debate, normally speaking, but I guess tonight, this whole thing, you know, it's 2020.
Yeah.
Everything's hyped.
I think the most recent anticipated vice presidential debate was the one including Sarah Palin.
You may be right.
2004?
No, later than that.
08,
yeah, 08. That's right. Okay, let's get to Delta. Hurricane Delta approaching Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, including Cancun and Cozumel, and thereafter is a significant danger to the U.S. Gulf Coast beginning later Friday. Residents from the extreme upper Texas coast and Louisiana too. Alabama should be checking frequently for important forecast updates and have their hurricane plans ready to go. The maximum sustained winds in Delta topped out at 145 miles an hour Tuesday. They've diminished to 115 miles per hour as of early today. The storm is moving to the northwest at 15 to 20 miles an hour, and Delta is going to make landfall or strike Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula this morning. Okay. After that, Delta will eventually turn northward toward the U.S. Gulf Coast. And Delta's wind intensity could diminish somewhat due to increasingly unfavorable upper-level winds and cooler Gulf waters as it draws closer to the U.S. by landfall by Friday is what they're looking at now, Friday night. Most likely, it says in this particular story from weather.com, and we'll get confirmation from Dr. Bill here in a bit, most likely on some part of the Louisiana coast, tropical storm force winds could arrive along the northern Gulf Coast as soon as overnight Thursday or Friday morning. And furthermore, swells generated by Delta could arrive along the northern Gulf Coast as soon as tomorrow, leading to some coastal flooding at high tide in some low-lying areas, particularly in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So let's prepare just in case. It looks like that cone moved a bit to the west later in the day yesterday, but it could just as easily move again.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm no meteorologist, but it looks like we will be helped at least a little bit by the conditions right now in the Gulf. Like you mentioned, colder water and the upper air conditions, not necessarily good for a storm, but good for the people that are in the track of that storm.
Yeah.
And as it crossed over the Yucatan, you said, you know, yesterday they had it at 145 miles an hour, and it was a Category 4 storm. It became one yesterday. As it's crossed over the Yucatan, it's dropped down to about 115 mile per hour winds, which puts it in the Category 3 mm-hmm. zone. But it should pick up speed again and possibly turn into a Category 4 as it moves northward into the Gulf. But yeah, you look at the cone right now, and it's making a hard curve right. Once it's going northwest right now, and then looks like it's going to make a hard curve northeast as it approaches landfall. But right now, Mobile and most of southwest and southeast Alabama completely out of the cone. Of course, things like that can change pretty easily. And I guess the main thing right now, if the storm stays on its current track, would be storm surge we would need to be worried about, with us being on the east side of the storm.
Absolutely.
And it's able to move, you know, so much water. The big issue with Sally was, of course, all the rain. It was moving so slowly. All the constant wind, even though it wasn't Category 4, Category 5 speed winds, it was constant.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the storm surge, at least east of Mobile Bay, a major storm surge. So looks like right now the main issue would be storm surge. And Governor Ivey, unlike Hurricane Sally, she got ahead of this one and declared a mandatory evacuation for a lot of the Baldwin County area. She said, working with leaders, this was yesterday, working with local leaders in Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Dauphin Island, and the unincorporated areas of Ono Island and Fort Morgan, it's been determined that all visitors and tourists should proceed with a mandatory evacuation of the Alabama Gulf Coast, starting first thing tomorrow morning, which would be this morning. She said this is for their safety and well-being, as well as for the safety and well-being of locals who are working to prepare their communities in the event Hurricane Delta tracks more easterly. Now, it's interesting that the governor would call for a mandatory evacuation now, because there was discussion after Hurricane Sally that some leaders in Baldwin County asked the governor's office to declare a mandatory evacuation for Sally. They did not do so then, but they are now with a storm that at least right now is tracking more westward of our area. But we saw with Sally, you never know exactly where it's going to land until it does make landfall. So the governor getting ahead of that. And if you are preparing, which I hope you are, even though we're now outside of the cone, there's a number of places you can get sand and fill sandbags to make your home a little bit safer if the storm does come closer to our area. In Baldwin County, in Foley, they've got, it says Shred It Day is today. The service is offered to city residents to shred papers with confidential information, and that'll be behind the Foley City Hall. But they're also providing free sandbags, and that's for residents there in Foley. They said the materials will be available at the Public Works Department on East Orchard Street starting Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. until 4 p.m. So that's tomorrow. You can pick up sand in Foley, and they're going to continue with their garbage pickup throughout the week. Escambia County, Florida has a lot of places you can pick up sand. If you're interested in that, send us a text and I'll let you know where you can pick up some sandbags in Escambia County, Florida. And then in Mobile, they're taking up bagged debris, because you think if all that wind comes into our area, we've got all this debris on the sides of the road.
Yep.
Same in Baldwin County. Those could then become projectiles in a storm. So they're trying to pick up as much debris as possible before this storm. And in Mobile, you can go to the James Seals Community Center. And this is beginning tomorrow at 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You can drop off bagged debris at the James Seals Community Center on Texas Street or at Langan Municipal Park on Ziegler Boulevard. That starts tomorrow, 8 a.m., and ends Friday at 4 p.m. And they also have a sandbag filling station at Langan Municipal Park in Mobile as well.
You know, so many homes are damaged right now. They're already kind of exposed to the elements, and now you've got this thing possibly coming our way. Again, the latest track seems to take it further to the west, but I know that Jeff Collier, the mayor of Dauphin Island, and if you're a resident of the island or South Mobile County, it's good to go to his Facebook page. The cities are Jeff's own. He just made a statement yesterday, basically the nuts and bolts of let's get ready, and if you think you need to leave, get things, you know, packed up and get going. So we're just keeping an eye on the track of this thing, and certainly Sally has left us very mentally prepared.
Yeah, and I loved some levity yesterday. Of course, Jim Cantore is a Weather Channel superstar, mm-hmm. probably their top guy on the channel. But no one wants to see him come to their town because that means a hurricane is...
You don't want Jim Cantore sitting at your kitchen table eating a sandwich.
No, you don't, because that means your kitchen table is about to get hammered by a storm. But yesterday on the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway in New Orleans, they on those road signs, you know where they could change the wording on the road signs? It says, Jim Cantore, stay home! Exclamation mark. And Cantore saw that on Twitter yesterday and posted that image and said, where's the love? And then I saw people from cities all across the Gulf Coast saying, yeah, we don't want you to come here either.
That's funny.
Because that's bad news when Cantore's in town.
All right, more on the storm with Dr. Bill a little after 6:30. More on sports straight ahead.
Yeah, the Atlanta Braves stay hot at the plate in the National League Division Series, and a replacement has been named for future NASCAR Hall of Famer Jimmy Johnson. I'll let you know who will drive the 48 car beginning next season, coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A mandatory evacuation order for visitors on the Alabama Gulf Coast takes effect at 7 o'clock this morning. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered all visitors to leave Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan, and Dolphin Island ahead of Hurricane Delta. The decision to order the evacuation and issue a state of emergency comes as the Alabama Gulf Coast is still reeling from Hurricane Sally, which made landfall in Baldwin County 3 weeks ago today. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan will keep his job. McMillan won 58% of the vote in a runoff election on Tuesday, defeating challenger Rebecca Cornelius despite allegations that McMillan slapped a city employee. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge. His trial is set to begin next week. A body was found burning inside a bonfire in Clark County last night. The fire was burning on Walker Springs Road in the Gainstown community near Jackson. Sheriff's office is investigating the death as a homicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Press 1 for English, press 2 to dial my name, press 3 to give up.
Sound familiar? We all have been there, trying to navigate the automated attendant for a real person that cares. When your internet and phones aren't working properly, it can be a chore contacting your service provider or making it a priority to fix. You can't talk to a human, and you're forced to troubleshoot with an auto attendant. Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, and we don't have robots to talk to or outsourced support staff. You call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals with quick service response times. You see, we know your local business and we care. We understand the critical need of your internet and phones to do business. We live down the street from you. We do business with you and we care about your success. We are so confident you'll love our service, we now offer a satisfaction guarantee on our agreements. Your big box service providers won't offer that kind of commitment. Call us to learn more about our satisfaction guarantee and to join our family of customers here at Harbor Communications. Or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
There are millions of reasons to love a pet and a million more to love a shelter pet. And to spread more love, Kobe Subaru is celebrating October 22nd as our second annual Make a Dog's Day by inviting you to do something extra special for your favorite dog. Kobe Subaru will donate $100 to the Animal Rescue Foundation for every dog or cat that is adopted this month. It's one of the many ways we're keeping our love promise. Subaru, more than a car company. And remember, at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about
good morning, 619 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Atlanta Braves are off to a great start in the National League Division Series.
Acuña squares one up and sends one a deep right center field. Back and well gone! Another leadoff home run for Ronald Acuña Jr.
That leadoff homer from Acuña caused the Braves to grab an early 1-0 lead, but the play of the game came from the bat of catcher and cleanup hitter Travis d'Arnaud in a 6-run seventh inning.
Swinging away, deep center field, back towards the wall, Sierra at the trap, it's gone! Travis d'Arnaud delivers, and the Braves have taken the lead in the seventh!
That call from Fox Sports 1, and yeah, that was still a fake crowd.
Yeah, a fake crowd at a neutral site. There's nothing more.
They get so fired up. The Braves still undefeated in the 2020 playoffs. Game 2 of their 5-game series begins this afternoon at 1. Outstanding Braves rookie Ian Anderson is expected to get the start today, while right-hander Pablo Lopez likely to make his postseason debut for the Marlins. The Houston Astros remained undefeated through this year's playoffs after beating Oakland 5-2 yesterday. The Astros now lead the A's 2-0 in their best of 5 ALDS. George Springer hit 2 home runs and drove in 3 in the win. Game 3 set for this afternoon at 2:30. If the Astros win, they'll be headed to a 4th straight AL Championship Series. They've played in 2 World Series in the past 3 years and have won one of those World Series. Tyler Glasnow struck out 10 and Tampa Bay hit 4 home runs to beat the Yankees 7-5 and tie their ALDS at 1 game apiece. Great work from the mound and at the plate elevated the Rays past the Bronx Bombers, whose Giancarlo Stanton hit 2 more postseason home runs, including a 458-foot 3-run bomb. In the final game of the night, the LA Dodgers stayed perfect in the 2020 postseason with a 5-1 win over San Diego. The Dodgers lead the Padres 1-0 in the best of 5 National League Division Series. The replacement for 7-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson was announced yesterday. Hendrick Motorsports announced that after Johnson retires from the 48 car next month, Alex Bowman, who currently drives the number 88 car, will take over as the full-time driver in the legendary 48. Bowman, who was already on the Hendrick Motorsports team, will have some legendary shoes to fill, but he should be used to it. He took over in the number 88 Chevy after Dale Earnhardt Jr. retired back in 2018. In 3 seasons, Bowman has 2 Cup Series wins. 622 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with scattered showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My friend Ricky from Alabama Auto Clean back in studio. Thanks for coming back.
Appreciate you having me.
Ricky and the crew from Alabama Auto Clean not only got our van in shape, got it beyond the shape it ever been in. You have like some magic tricks. You made our mobile command unit, our van, look the best it's ever looked.
Thank you, sir.
You've got these tricks. You got experience doing this. That van is our outward presentation of our business. So you're talking to other business owners. What can you do for their van, their vehicles?
I can detail it, make it look like it's presentable for the company, whatever needs to be done on them.
And take it to a look. Believe me, y'all, that is beyond detailed for sure. Last time we talked to other big vehicles, people got private big vehicles bring in, you do those.
They do anything. We do 18-wheelers, motorhome, boats, anything you can get in there.
And also, you came in bearing gifts. You've got these t-shirts with y'all's logo on them. And what's this thing say here, Ricky?
It says you ain't got to drive a dirty car no more.
Well, that's what y'all are in the business of doing.
That's right.
Tell you what, people, we'll keep some of these shirts here at the studio. You can come by and grab one. How do folks find you in person?
They can call me at 251-478-5781.
Don't miss Auburn Tiger football on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you in part by Lion Fry Cadden, Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit Lion Fry Cadden in Mobile or online, lionfrycadden.com.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state. Troopers are clear. So far, it's been a good ride across the Bayway. The causeway officer has been working a little bit of radar. The school zones will be busy again, back down to 20 miles an hour. But the Bayway, the causeway looks great. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Mobile Mornings with the world-famous Dr. Bill Williams on the way live on your radio to break down Hurricane Delta and the impacts it could have on us. 625 at FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. Let's look over some of these election results from yesterday.
Yeah, some local municipal elections.
Yeah, Mobile County in Chickasaw. They've got to Barry Broadhead now. He's going to be mayor. He defeated William Bill Vallon. And in Pritchard, Jimmy Gardner He was the mayor. He was also at one time the police chief. He defeated Lorenzo Martin, who is a councilman in Pritchard. So those are the two big events in Mobile County.
Yeah, and in Baldwin County, you had a pretty, what I thought would be a tight Daphne mayoral race, but Robin Lejeune with the biggest win of the night, getting 63% of the vote to Steve Carey's 37% of the vote. Lejeune, the new mayor of Daphne now. And in the Spanish Fort mayoral race, incumbent Mike McMillan kept his seat by getting 58% of the Spanish Fort vote to defeat Rebecca Cornelius. There were also a couple city council races in the Spanish Fort City Council District 3. Shane Perry defeated Wanda Finch. And then remember, Gulf Shores also has a runoff election. That's coming up on October 27th.
I've never been in any kind of a, you know, I've never run for office or anything like that. Wouldn't really dream of it, I don't think. But I wonder what that feels like when you wake up in the morning and a great deal of the town, the people you know, did not vote for you. Does that change the relationship you have with the city itself? Like, you think, I love my town, I really enjoy, you know, the work we all do together, mm-hmm. I like this about the town, I love the people of the city, and they kind of reject you.
Well,
I wonder if you take that personally.
It has to feel better if, you know, a lot of people vote against you, but you still win the race. I think that matters.
And I would agree with that. There's some solace in the fact that you've won the race.
Right. It has to hurt more not winning the race. I remember at Clark Prep, where my graduating class was 17. No, it may have been 20
okay.
in my graduating class. And I was up for, I think, like Mr. Clark Prep or whatever they call it.
Were you really?
It was me and one other guy in my class competing against each other. And I think I struck out. I don't think I got a single vote
that hurts.
For Mr. Clark Prep.
That
hurts. Was painful. I don't know what I needed to do better to represent the school. Maybe not get in trouble so much, but that's the only election I've been up for, and it does sting. Let me tell you, Dan.
There you go. So I asked, I just threw it out there, thinking the audience might have some reaction to that on the text line or whatever. Maybe some of you have run for public office, been defeated. Did it sting? Did you get over it quick? Was it not a big deal because you felt you were a public figure, so you were kind of used to that kind of.
Rejection?
Yeah, rejection, or at least judgment, right? Anyway, good news for a number of people in Daphne and Spanish Fort, and others not so much. Dr. Bill Williams on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A mandatory evacuation order for visitors on the Alabama Gulf Coast takes effect at 7 o'clock this morning. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered all visitors to leave Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan, and Dolphin Island ahead of Hurricane Delta. The decision to order the evacuation and issue a state of emergency comes as the Alabama Gulf Coast is still reeling from Hurricane Sally, which made landfall in Baldwin County 3 weeks ago today. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan will keep his job. McMillan won 58% of the vote in a runoff election on Tuesday, defeating challenger Rebecca Cornelius despite allegations that McMillan slapped a city employee. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge. His trial is set to begin next week. A body was found burning inside a bonfire in Clark County last night. The fire was burning on Walker Springs Road in the Gainstown community near Jackson. Sheriff's Office is investigating the death as a homicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job, I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The vice president debate is set for tonight, featuring Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris. The 90-minute debate will happen from the University of Utah in Salt Lake City and will be moderated by USA Today's Susan Page. As far as what we can expect to hear from Vice President Pence, Trump 2020 campaign director Tim Murtaugh tells Fox News,
Kamala Harris is still, at this moment, a co-sponsor of Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All bill, which outlaws private health insurance for 180 million Americans. And so he will bring that up, and he will try to expose the radical agenda they're carrying.
President Trump announced he has authorized total declassification of documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as emails belonging to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Researchers say a Chinese coronavirus vaccine being developed by the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences was shown to be safe in an early-stage clinical trial. They say in a Phase 1 trial of 191 healthy participants aged between 18 and 59, vaccination with the group's experimental shot showed no severe adverse reactions. China has inoculated hundreds of thousands of essential workers and other groups considered at high risk with other vaccines, even as clinical trials have not been fully completed, raising safety concerns among experts. China has at least four experimental vaccines in the final stage of trials. Facebook is taking more steps to wipe out information promoting QAnon. The world's largest social networking site is removing posts that represent QAnon and its beliefs, even if they don't promote violence. QAnon is a baseless conspiracy theory that paints President Trump as a secret fighter against the deep state. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Not only do we know you're listening, we know why you're listening. Because Dr. Bill has got the latest on Hurricane Delta and its path and projections for us here along the Gulf Coast. It is 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, good morning, Dan.
How are things looking? Let's just start it one day at a time and see how our weather's going to pan out as we head toward the weekend.
Yeah, well, good. Nice day ahead of us. So it should get up around about 85 degrees today. Get up to 78 yesterday. So it'll be warmer today by quite a few degrees. But plenty of sunshine. And then tonight, the clouds move in. and we'll stay in the 70s, around 75 tonight. And then tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day with some scattered showers, and again, we'll get into the 80s, possibly up around 84 to 85 degrees. After that, we start to feel the effects of Delta, which will be in the Gulf of Mexico, so Friday, mostly cloudy, and a good chance for showers. It will be windy, and then on Saturday, same thing, windy with showers, and temperatures looks like Friday will be in the low 80s, same for Saturday, and then things gradually improve on Sunday. It'll become mostly sunny with a few scattered showers, high temperature in the lower 80s.
Well, Dr. Bill, Southwest Alabama has, over the last few days, been living on the edge of the Hurricane Delta cone, and I know it increased to a Category 4 hurricane yesterday and was headed right for the Yucatan Peninsula overnight. Where do we stand now, and are we still on the edge of the quote-unquote cone?
Yeah, we're still on the edge. Right now, the center of Delta is over the northeastern portion of Yucatan. It was up yesterday to 145 miles per hour. It has decreased. It may have gone through an eye wall replacement cycle in which a new eye wall forms, the old one dissipates, and when that happens, the intensity drops down. But now, of course, it's over land, but in a short time, it will be over the Gulf of Mexico, and it will most likely increase in intensity again. And we'll continue to track to the northwest. We now expect tomorrow that it'll be over the western, or let's call it the west central Gulf of Mexico, and making a turn to the north. And it will move back up to a major hurricane, possibly up as possibly a Category 4, around 130 miles per hour. It'll be making that turn, and then on Friday, it now looks like it will move into Louisiana, and right now we're looking at late afternoon on Friday, and it should make landfall about midway on the Louisiana coast, and then track up into southwestern Mississippi very early Saturday morning, and then continue to track up through Mississippi and then into Tennessee on Sunday. So the hurricane force winds will be confined pretty much to Louisiana, over fairly close to and possibly just touching New Orleans. And in our area, if the storm does move into central coast of Louisiana, we can expect some gusty winds for Friday and Saturday, mainly gusts up around 35 or 40 miles per hour. And most of the time in the range of 25 to 30. And we will expect some showers on Friday and Saturday, possibly heavy showers at times, and we'll likely pick up at least a couple of inches or maybe a little more than that of rainfall during the passage of the storm. Now, the storm, as it moves through Louisiana, will be moving a lot faster than Sally. Right now it's up around 17 miles per hour and probably will be close to that as it moves through Louisiana and then into Mississippi. So that cuts down on the amount of rain, and it also means the duration of those stronger winds will be much shorter. But right now, we don't expect any hurricane-force winds in Mobile. We may see some gusts up around hurricane force in the New Orleans area, but most of the real strong winds will be over in central Louisiana.
Now, I'm not asking you to put an exact percentage on it, but how confident would you say you are in the current track of the storm going over Louisiana?
We can't rule us completely out because when it makes that turn and how and the timing of that turn is quite important. If it makes the turn a little early, then we will be projecting it to come further to the east. If it continues on a track that we're looking at right now, it would be in Louisiana, and we'll get off pretty good on that, except for some gusty winds and, of course, periods of heavy rain.
That's my actual reaction to all this. Thank you for the information, Dr. Bill. We look forward to getting on with a relatively normal weekend.
And one last question before you go, Dr. Bill. I know even if we stay on the outside of the cone and this goes over Louisiana, what should be our worry with storm surge? Could we still expect quite a bit of that?
Yeah, we'll be looking at some high water and Once it gets out into the Gulf of Mexico, we'll have a better idea about what kind of storm surge we're going to have. If it does get on up to Category 4 and then drops down a little bit as it makes a landfall, maybe as a Category 3, we could expect a storm surge, not massive, but we will see certainly maybe 3 feet or so, but we'll have better figures on that once it gets out over the Gulf again.
And would we be under the possible threat of tornadoes also from this?
That is always a possibility on the eastern side of a hurricane. And so when we look at showers for Friday and Saturday, and there'll be a few thunderstorms mixed in, and there's always that possibility that a tornado could form.
Dr. Bill, thank you so much for the information, and we will talk in 1 hour.
Okay, Dan.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, Billy on the spot.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that we can talk to him every morning. And I kind of, well, we read some things earlier. We looked at some data from weather.com and all, but until you hear it from him, for me, that's that is the turning point.
Amen. Same thing for me. He knows more about hurricane systems, tropical systems, tornadoes than anyone I know. So it's great to hear it from the source, Dr. Bill Williams. But, you know, obviously the first worry would be this storm moving directly over our area. I mean, it's a massive storm, even if it does slow down as it nears the Gulf Coast with the colder waters. But I'm a little worried about the storm surge, especially with the damage left behind on our beaches from Hurricane Sally. So many of those dunes ruined. And you think so many of the houses and businesses there that were affected by flooding, you really don't want to see any big storm surge. But I think that would be welcome compared to the storm actually coming over our area.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a big amen. You're right. 642 FM Talk 106.5, and a very anticipated, according to some pundits, vice presidential debate tonight. Mm-hmm. All right, so you flip away from your sports for a night. Dalton, I'm talking to you. And we've got more on that on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I was born, I got lucky. A gift, if you will. My early life was really hard for many reasons, but at the time it really didn't seem all that hard. I had a close relationship with my brothers and sister and loads of friends. Those days of desperation and poverty led me to my job today, representing the people, not the powerful. But my job is really not a job because I never considered it work. In many ways, it's more like a public service. Now, as I age, I get to look back at all the cases and all the people and all the trials. And the best part is when I get to see you all out and about. When I pray before I sleep, I thank God for the gift I received at birth, the genuine love I have for people, all people. Maybe that's why my work never seemed like work to me. When I was born, I got lucky. I got to meet all of you. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holden every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Airport and University seeing heavier pockets of traffic. Also, Dolphin and Moffitt in 65, but again, no major delays and no new wrecks in the roadways. Tanner Martino's personal injury law firm is different because they have a team of 8 local lawyers that personally work on your injury case, not some caseworkers. Contact the Tanner Martino Law Firm at TannerMartino.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning from Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5 at 6:44. And President Trump looks like he's kind of reversing course a little bit. It's kind of surprising. On his pursuit of coronavirus monetary aid, Mike Gavin from this morning has this.
On Twitter, the president wrote that he's instructed top representatives to end bipartisan talks. Later, Mr. Trump called on Congress to approve additional assistance to businesses. He also supports providing another stimulus check to many Americans. Democrats have largely resisted piecemeal bills, preferring a larger package. Recent economic data have shown the pace of recovery slowing, which many economists attribute at least in part to a lack of additional fiscal support. Stocks turned lower on Mr. Trump's tweets after trading higher earlier in the day.
You know, everything is politically weighed out, and Trump so often does what you don't think he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be another case of that. A lot of people scratching their heads because it looked like leading into the major election that Republicans could point fingers at Pelosi and Democrats and say, they're the ones dragging their feet.
Right.
You'd already have the money if it wasn't for them. And instead, this may just be kind of a little shock to the system to get them back negotiating with better results, maybe.
Yeah, and with the president's tweet last night that he was ending the stimulus talks, in a way he took ownership, and I think that's possibly what you're referencing there with it seemed like the Democrats were kind of owning that they wouldn't come down to the $1.6 trillion
exactly.
bill that was offered by the Republicans. And then the president, by saying that last night, kind of took responsibility for ending the negotiations at least. But then, like Mike Gavin said there, he came back later on Twitter and said, if I'm to send a standalone bill for stimulus checks, $1,200 per American, they will go out to our great people immediately. I'm ready to sign right now. Are you listening, Nancy? And he sent more tweets asking for Congress to immediately approve $25 billion for an airline buyout and also $135 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program. But, you know, over the last month and a half, we've heard so many representatives from our state and from across the rest of America who just said they don't see the Democrats and Republicans coming together to pass another bill. I know Pelosi, the House Speaker, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, they've been meeting almost constantly over the last couple of weeks, and they were scheduled to meet again yesterday, but now it appears that, at least according to the president's tweets, that is off momentarily. But we'll see if they end up sending that standalone bill that would send stimulus checks out to so many Americans.
Meanwhile, tonight on TV, a lot of pregame talk, and then you'll have the debate itself. It's almost like a sporting event.
Yeah, the vice presidential debate tonight, the only vice presidential debate of the 2020 cycle. You have Vice President Mike Pence and the Democratic candidate for Vice President Kamala Harris. They're going to start at 8 o'clock tonight, and it's going to be moderated by USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page. And a lot of people saying this is one of the most anticipated vice presidential debates
I've read that,
a long time. I don't know. You know, I guess I feel like any debate between vice presidents that year would be pretty important. But you have Pence and Harris tonight. They think that Harris is going to hit Pence hard on the Trump administration's response to COVID-19. And on the other side, Pence expected to hit back at Harris for the Democrats' assumed support of Black Lives Matter protesters and rioters as well. And the big topic has been safety after the president tested positive for COVID-19 last week. They're talking about putting these plexiglass barriers between the two candidates.
I think they're
tonight.
Going to. I think they decided to.
Yeah, and they're going to stand more than 12 feet apart. So they mm-hmm. said both agreed to having those plexiglass barriers, although Mike Pence apparently does not want the barrier on his side.
See, Harrison said Pence has cooties because of the outbreak in the White House.
And Pence has recently tested negative for COVID-19. But that's tonight at 8 o'clock that they'll do that debate.
FM Talk 106.5, you've got sports on the way.
Yeah, Hurricane Delta causes a schedule change for this week's SEC football matchups. And the LA Lakers now one win away from another NBA title. I've got more coming up in sports.
Hey, y'all, Dan Brennan wondering, excuse me, Dan Brennan wondering this, are you confident that your investments are working for you? And wouldn't it be nice to know that you don't have to go far for the guidance to help you make that happen? Five Rivers Group at Morgan Stanley here in Mobile can help you create a plan for your wealth, manage your investments, and also help you work toward a comfortable retirement. Sounds good. To schedule an appointment, call Michael Barnett, financial advisor, 251-470-1092. That's Michael Barnett at 251-470-1092. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A mandatory evacuation order for visitors on the Alabama Gulf Coast takes effect at 7 o'clock this morning. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered all visitors to leave Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan, and Dolphin Island ahead of Hurricane Delta. The decision to order the evacuation and issue a state of emergency comes as the Alabama Gulf Coast is still reeling from Hurricane Sally, which made landfall in Baldwin County 3 weeks ago today. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan will keep his job. McMillan won 58% of the vote in a runoff election on Tuesday, defeating challenger Rebecca Cornelius despite allegations that McMillan slapped a city employee. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge. His trial is set to begin next week. A body was found burning inside a bonfire in Clark County last night. The fire was burning on Walker Springs Road in the Gainstown community near Jackson. Sheriff's Office is investigating the death as a homicide. I'm Jessica Cialone, WKRG News 5.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 10 till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Hurricane Delta has brought a number of schedule changes to Alabama high school football. Most of the schools in Mobile and Baldwin counties now set to play tomorrow night rather than Friday night. And now it's reportedly already cutting into Saturday's SEC schedule. The LSU Tigers were set to host Missouri this Saturday night in Baton Rouge. Because the Hurricane's currently barreling towards Louisiana, both Tigers teams made the wise decision to play in Columbia, Missouri instead. Eric Blum on the Columbia Daily Tribune broke the story. He said the SEC is expected to make an official announcement regarding the venue and time change of the contest at 9 this morning. The game time was reportedly moved up from the originally scheduled nighttime start to 11 a.m. on Saturday. The SEC has said that it's monitoring the storm and how it could affect the Alabama-Ole Miss 5 p.m. game in Oxford and the Auburn-Arkansas game in Auburn at 3 o'clock on Saturday. I would say the Auburn game probably safe to proceed as scheduled if the current track holds, but it does appear to me that if the storm passes over Oxford, it would be around midnight on Saturday into Sunday, but I'm sure the rain and wind would begin falling and blowing much earlier in the day. In the NBA Finals, the Lakers beat the Heat 102-96 to take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Lakers attempting to win a 17th NBA championship that would tie them for Boston for most all time. LeBron searching for a fourth NBA title after winning two with Miami and one with Cleveland. That would put him one behind Kobe Bryant and two behind Michael Jordan, the two players with whom he is most often compared. 652 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Saying goodbye to a rock legend that's on the way.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with scattered showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The management and employees of the Alabama State Port Authority reminds motorists that school children are not always aware of the traffic dangers as they go to and from school. It is up to us to be extremely alert and cautious, to keep your eyes on the road, and don't text while driving. Make this an accident-free and safe school year. This year, give the greatest gift of all, courtesy behind the wheel. This message provided as a service by the management and employees of the Alabama State Port Authority, taking part in this year's Back to School Safety Program.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Airport and University seeing heavier pockets of traffic. Also Dolphin and Moffitt and 65, but again, no major delays and no new wrecks in the roadways. Tanner Martino's personal injury law firm is different because they have a team of 8 local lawyers that personally work on your injury case, not some caseworkers. Contact the Taylor Martino Law Firm at TaylorMartino.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 at 6:54, and it is sad goodbye to rock and roll legend Eddie Van Halen, one of the most influential guitarists of his generation. And his band Van Halen, one of the most popular rock acts of all time. Eddie passed away at the age of 65. I guess it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Sad.
I believe they said throat cancer is what finally got Eddie Van Halen. Of course, the band Van Halen inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2007. And I didn't know about the early years of Eddie Van Halen and how he became such a musical virtuoso. Didn't know, first off, and you told me this morning, Dan, that he was born in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Guess I assumed he was American through and through with some of those hot, patriotic guitar solos.
No doubt. I mean, he assimilated into America very well. He came yeah. as a kid and they moved to Southern California.
Yeah, but so his parents, classically trained clarinetist, saxophonist, and his dad, a pianist, and he and his brother, Alex Van Halen, they actually began playing music with their parents' band aboard a ship that they immigrated to U.S. on. To
that
the US.
Is, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it said he was 7 years old when they immigrated to the U.S., and he had started learning piano at 6 years old and continued to learn after they moved into Pasadena, California. He said he quit playing the piano and began playing the drums, and his brother Alex, the guitar, and we saw how that changed over the years.
Yes,
because, of course,
did.
Eddie Van Halen became one of, if not the greatest guitar player of all time. But I love this story, and I knew over the years I'd found out that Van Halen, on the Michael Jackson song Beat It, that he supplied the guitar solo, even though he wasn't listed on the discography at all. They didn't put that it was Eddie Van Halen in there. But the song, the story
See, I never,
to this...
I don't know how I missed that.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the 80s I missed a few things, but I didn't realize that was Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, and his payment for that guitar solo was two cases of beer from Michael Jackson, which I think MJ was able to supply that. He had the funds to buy a couple cases of beer. But he said...
There was going to be one case of beer, and Quincy Jones kicked in the other case.
Yeah, that's... Van Halen said legendary producer Quincy Jones called him and asked if he wanted to play on one of Michael Jackson's records, and Van Halen said, yeah, of course. So he showed up. They bought him the beer. He said MJ went across the hall to do some children's speaking record. It was an E.T. record or something like that. And then Van Halen completely rearranged the song while Michael Jackson was gone, cut the guitar solo in only two cuts. MJ walked back into the room and Van Halen said, "Hey man, I hope you don't mind. I changed the guitar solo and the arrangement of the entire record a little bit." And MJ said, "No, it's fine. I'm glad you care so much about the record." So that is Van Halen on the Beat It solo.
You've got... I'm getting my information about 80s rock music from Dalton. I didn't know that. It's pretty amazing. Okay, FM Talk 106.5. It's Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and we've got plenty of news and traffic and Dr. Bill all on the way.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A mandatory evacuation order for visitors on the...
The civil authorities have issued a local area emergency for Baldwin AL, beginning at 6:57 a.m. and ending at 8:57 a.m. A state of emergency has been issued by Governor Ivey. Mandatory evacuations are ordered in Baldwin County for all visitors and non-residents effective 7 a.m. CST. For more information, go to https://big.ly/3iron.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A mandatory evacuation order for visitors on the Alabama Gulf Coast takes effect at 7 o'clock this morning. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered all visitors to leave Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan, and Dolphin Island ahead of Hurricane Delta. The decision to order the evacuation and issue a state of emergency comes as the Alabama Gulf Coast is still reeling from Hurricane Sally, which made landfall in Baldwin County 3 weeks ago today. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan will keep his job. McMillan won 58% of the vote in a runoff election on Tuesday, defeating challenger Rebecca Cornelius despite allegations that McMillan slapped a city employee. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge. His trial is set to begin next week. A body was found burning inside a bonfire in Clark County last night. The fire was burning on Walker Springs Road in the Gainstown community near Jackson. Sheriff's Office is investigating the death as a homicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.